Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 448.
Did you notice something?
No.
Well, you should have done. You're listening to me.
Oh.
Yeah, I did a proper countdown.
Oh, well done.
Yeah,
well
that's because I used my watch.
Oh,
With proper seconds.
Excellent.
You know, that's one thing, unless I'm mistaken, that the phone doesn't do.
No, that's why I have an app that's there. It was bang on time today.
Oh. And does it go on my phone?
Yes. Yeah. But it has to look like that, so you probably don't want it. Anyway, excuse me, how are we all doing?
Fine, thank you.
That's good to know, Mike. Right. I know you're all right. You sat next to me, you muppets.
I might not be all right.
Right. No, well, you are all right. Hello, Renee. Congratulations. Hello,
Renee's
D.
Not first. D's first. Oh, no, Renee's first.
I've just refreshed. That's what it says.
So did
That's
I.
That's what it says.
So
oh, no, it happened to D. It said D was first until she refreshed. That happens. It plays with your mind. That's why you need to refresh.
Tough luck, D.
Oh, better luck
better
next
luck,
time.
Better luck next time.
Hello, Kim. Hello, D. Hello, Deb. CQ. Anyway, how are we all doing?
If you're coming at 5 to 4 tomorrow, you might be first.
Oh, why? 5 to 4. Oh, 5 to 4. There
You've
you go.
Forgotten. What have we spent the day doing?
It's WWDC tomorrow. No, I hadn't forgotten. I hadn't. Marooned will be early tomorrow. We are 3 hours early. Don't forget. 4 p.m. UK time.
That's 11 a.m.
Eastern.
On the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 a.m.
on the West Coast.
On the West Coast.
Which is where Kim is.
Yes, yay! I know it's where Kim is.
Yes. But it's all right. Kim's an early riser, unlike me. I'll struggle to get out of bed for 4. Never mind, eh?
Have you seen your schedule tomorrow?
Yes. Monday is a busy day. I think I've got 7 sessions, haven't I? Yeah, it's going to be a busy, busy day. Today's was interesting. Today was, can you show us like a couple of things? So I was like, yeah, I can show you a couple of things. So I had a conversation with the person whose session it was. And it was like, are you going to show bookmarks? And I said, well, I wasn't going to, but happy to share if you need to see them. But, you know, the ideas I had were actually A and B. Comes up, no, that's fine. That's fine, because I've just done my bookmarks, so that's fine. So gets into this session, and every other session is like, hello, welcome, this is me telling you what I've been doing this week. And like 20 minutes later, so X is going to share with us now. So I gets into this session, and there was only the 2 people in charge in it when I rocked up. And the first words I heard were, oh, Elaine's going to share today. So I thought, oh, right, hello, I'm here. So we gets going about, we wait for people to get in. Which to me, like, if you're not there on the hour, then, you know, I'm not waiting for you. But while that's happening, she says, hello and welcome to everybody. Right, Elaine, you ready? And I thought, what? I had no idea. She was starting with that. Anyway, it went well. I don't know if there's anything that is worth you guys seeing, because you've pretty much seen it all, haven't you? I looked at nested para implementations. I shared how I do the PowerPoint slides, which was a blinding revelation, apparently. What else was there? Music playlists. But you've seen all that. So you'd seen it way before they'd seen it. But they were very impressed. So that's good. I might not be okay, Mike. Silent cry for help. Trust me, he's fine.
I'm not fine.
What's the matter with you?
I'm not fine. What should I have done at 7 o'clock?
The news.
Yeah.
And?
I haven't keyed it up.
oh dear, Mike's forgotten to do the news.
Oh, I've done the news.
No, I know you've done it. He's pre-recorded the news. Oh, good grief. Oh, crying out loud. Fabulous.
Yeah, but there's a Queen special on it.
They won't miss it if the Queen special's on. It'll be fine. Right. The video has gone viral. The little girl's so cute. Right, we have to see that. I did see a video a while back, you know, about the George Floyd thing. It was when the protests were on And it was a little black girl in front of a policeman. And she said, "You're not going to hurt us, are you?" Oh, it was so sweet. The guy was lovely. Right, I'll have to watch that. Oh, that's interesting. I've got this page that Kim's put in. And underneath the picture, it says error 403 forbidden. But underneath that, it says guru meditation. Wow, that's a blast from the past. A guru meditating on a Commodore Amiga used to be like the equivalent of a crash. You've gone. You've gone. Right, let's catch up then over here. Every day with Elaine is a blinding revelation. Oh, that's good, Kim. Well, I did get a comment. I did get nice feedback from the person whose session, who was in charge of the session. Let's go get the feedback. Where did that come from? Nope, not that one. I got so many mails. Need to get back to inbox zero. Where did it go? I don't want that one either. How many mails have I got today? Oh, there it is.
It was only 5 minutes late.
No one will notice. No. Just tell them their internet's running slow. Right, so the message that I got after this demonstration was, "Elaine, your demo was just breathtaking. You are such an inspiration. Thank you for being there today and sharing your gorgeous system and workflow." Which is lovely, isn't it? It's very nice. So that was the feedback that I got. So yeah, it went down well. Went down well.
You know what the worst thing is?
What?
Nobody's pinging in Save Western News.
No. Oh no, you see, if that had been marooned.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Where are they?
What's happened?
Yeah. Bad words must be being said.
Oh, because when you said I didn't realise what 7 o'clock, I didn't think that was a crisis.
Nor did I.
I knew you'd done the news, so I knew you weren't doing
it
live. I've
done the news, I just hadn't scheduled it.
Oh dear, oh dear. Renee wants a separate channel for the projects and tutorials. Okay, we'll sort that out. The video is actually there, I think, where I am. So could you do it a different way if you did that? That's a direct link to the tweet. Does that one work?
I like pieces of fruit in yogurt.
Oh, I do like pieces of fruit in yogurt.
Dee doesn't.
I admit sometimes they can be a little bit, you know,
Lola likes licking the yogurt pot out.
She does. She does love the yogurt pot, does Lola? Oh, she's a lucky dog. Imagine she's not happy because it's hot. It's getting no better here. Sarah had rain the other day, and you know she's only 200.
We had a bit of rain last night.
280 to 300 miles away. Ugh, enough. You know it's worth actually wandering down there just for the cool weather. Yeah, but when it rains, it's not. It's for like 2 seconds, Mike, and then it's boiling hot again. That's my silent cry for help. Make it stop. You know, I do not like the fact it's too hot. It's blue sky and sunshine and everything. Actually, it's been quite quiet today. People are obviously in their garden, getting themselves suntanned like idiots. But that's only my opinion. I do not want to suntan at all. Still taking the vitamin D because I've not seen daylight in months. Never mind anything else in your sunlight. No, I'm like a vampire now. I'm a vampire. I'm quite happy with it. Right, let's save that. I'm going to run out of disk space at this rate, the number of things I've been doing today. Right, hello, Anthony.
The answer is yes, it keeps the formatting.
What does?
When I paste in.
Ah, oh, yes.
There you go.
Right, yeah. That's excellent. We're working on demos, can you tell? It involved Excel, so bad words were said. Not by Mike,
not
obviously.
Not by me, no.
Mike was just sat there
good
going...
Good words were said.
Mike was saying, yes, dear, yes, dear. If you want to put it in Google Sheets, dear, that's fine, dear. But in the end, when it came to merging it with Affinity Designer, Affinity Publisher, it was, it's going to have to be in Excel, dear.
Apart from the time.
What time? Oh, the one
time.
Oh, does that not come in right?
Yeah, well, it's coming as a time.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
But doesn't it say in the database to come in as text? It's formatted as text in the source.
It is.
You've broken Excel, haven't you? Yeah, he's broken it again. Short version, kid's adorable father too. Do you know, if people just had more tolerance generally, life would be so much easier. Sadly, it's not, though, is it? I've no idea what's happening in the UK. I said to Mike yesterday, I had a swifty look at the news, and it was so depressing, I decided not to bother.
Oh, Meghan's had a baby.
Lilibet.
Yeah.
Lilibet. That's named after the Queen.
Is it?
Interesting. Yes, that the Queen is known as Lilibet.
Is that because people can't say Elizabeth?
No, she was always that from a child.
Oh.
Lilibet, known as Lily, Diana Mountbatten Windsor.
I knew they'd get the Diana in.
I knew they'd get the Diana in. I knew they'd get the Diana in. Oh, well, there's a piece of good news for once. Right. So what else have we got? Third wave inevitable, warns the health minister. PM to push for world vaccination by the end of 2022. So it's all rumbling on, isn't it? I need stories like this. Monkey found at train station reunited with family. That's the kind of news story I like to see. Not the 10 waves of crime that crime changed during the COVID pandemic. People started nicking dogs. There you go. Customers are not going to Welsh shops even though they've reopened. So customers in Wales have clearly got more sense than they have over here. But COVID infections have risen 2/3 in the UK, so let's just avoid it. Oh, and somebody won £111 million on the lottery.
It wasn't Euro Millions.
But it wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
No. Obviously, by the fact that I didn't buy a ticket. But this ticket had been, I don't know when the draw was, but it was days and days before somebody claimed it. So if it was one of you, do let us know. I think we'd have heard by now, wouldn't it? Hello, Tracy. Good news for those vaccinated. Washington State says new cases of COVID. 97% people who have not been vaccinated. That's good. That's very good going, isn't it? Still no news when we can get a vaccine. No, Renee, no. I mean, we could rock up a Max Vax, but I don't fancy it. So I'm just waiting for the GP. I'm sure I'll get there in the end. It'll be fine. I just don't fancy a Max Vax. They don't have my medical records. My medical records are on paper at my GP's. So by the time I've gone and got the medical records and taken them to a Max Vax, what's the point in doing that when the people at the Max Vax are the lead singer of McBusted? He's not going to make much sense of my medical records. So no, that's not happening. Hello, Simon. How are you doing? Not you unless you get your car fixed. Oh, cars. Bane of my life, cars. Many moons ago, it was so funny. My dad was the transport manager and they didn't have on-site garage, but they did have like a tame garage that you could take your car to, which basically, if there was something that were like, well, that should be a fail, they'll fix it and then you pass your MOT. But it was all MOT day was always like, oh, you know, what's going to go wrong with a car? How much is this going to cost me? So, yeah, I know all about cars. They're just a pain. Cars are a pain. Mind you, was your mother found on that train? Trains aren't much better, are they?
True.
Mad busy trains and not comfortable at the best of times, to be honest. So I will leave all of that alone. Why leave the house? Everything I want's in the house. So nothing to go out for is where I'm at. So I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave all of that, the news alone. The tech news wasn't much better either. That was all about taxing Google and Amazon. I can't understand with that why they're not paying tax to start with. It makes no sense. Do you mean there's an almighty loophole that big companies like that don't have to pay tax? Because if so, how did that happen? I don't understand it. They're also hijacking WhatsApp accounts as well, so I'm not bothered with that. There was a story the other day, and this was shocking. Who remembers Tank Man, the incredibly brave soul?
I saw that who stood in front of
the tanks in Tiananmen Square. He was just. Even seeing that picture today is like, wow. More so because we went down to Bletchley Park, about 1999 it was, and there was this huge garages there, and they've got tanks in. And these tanks are owned by private individuals who just like playing with tanks. And what Bletchley Park do to make a little bit of money is they charged them to garage these tanks at Bletchley Park. So it wasn't even like moving this tank that I was looking at. And I was stood in front of it. Oh, I was so intimidated. It was the most intimidating sight. So to think that that tank was marching towards him, unbelievable. Anyway, it's the anniversary. I think it's the 30th anniversary. So people were looking for Tank Man. They were doing a search for Tank Man. And Microsoft had blocked it. So there was censorship on it. It was something like, yeah, if you look in, if you went to Bing and you typed in Tank Man and you went to images, there were no images available, not one, which is unheard of. I'll put a link to the story in. Absolutely shocking. So Microsoft have been carpeted for it. Apparently, it was some censorship that was put in place in China that they forgot to let the rest of the world view. So they've blamed it on human error, accidental human error. This AI is not going to go well, is it? It's not. They can't even get something as sensitive as that sorted. Somebody called Kenneth Roth, I don't know if he's a luminary or whatever, but put a tweet out, outrageous, on the anniversary of the murderous Tiananmen Square crackdown, Microsoft's Bing search engine suddenly won't return any images if you search for Tank Man, the iconic photo, I've just tried it. Hard to believe that this is an inadvertent error. Got to agree, they got carpeted for that, totally. Right, let me go back up here and see what's going on. You never know who to be mad at, the company or the lousy government. I know, the tax situation's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I don't know. I often wonder with the government whether they're doing it for their buddies and that they don't expect other people to know about it. But yeah, that's never going to work. Just make the tax system fair. It's obvious. Starring swear words doesn't work. You mentally went through 20 or more swears before you figured out. Simon, at least you've got the entire repertoire to go through, but you made it a lot worse. Somehow, Simon, that does not surprise me. Oh, Dee said she didn't even do it. Automatically did it. That happened once. This was so funny. What was the theme? I think it could have been pets. And somebody wanted Tom Jones, What's New Pussycat. And somebody put in the chat, can I have What's New Pussycat? Only the thing was, it starred out everything apart from the Y, I think, or it starred out the Y as well. And we were looking at it, we're like, what? And then we realised what was going on. Well, at that point, Stuart was like, oh, right, what can I get it to star out? And he started putting lists of words in, seeing what it starred and what it didn't. And I'm thinking, I do hope there's nobody here, you know, Christian radio station. I do hope there's nobody here of a sensitive disposition as he goes through the entire Urban Dictionary. That's absolutely fabulous.
Christians can swear with the rest of them.
Hmm?
Christians can swear like the rest of them.
They do.
Apart from Mrs. Mangle. We're not all like Mrs. Mangle.
Good grief, there's a blast from the past, yeah. Mike. Mind you, isn't that about 4 years in the future? Because it's 1985, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Neighbours was a thing then, was it? When did Neighbours
I started watching Neighbours in probably about 1985.
Well, I didn't think it arrived until about...
Maybe it was later than that.
Well, didn't Kylie Minogue have all her hits in 88?
Oh, she could have done.
So I think Neighbours might have been around maybe 18 months by then. I don't know. Have a look. Go on, make yourself useful.
I will do. I'm just looking at this picture.
He's squinting at his phone at the moment.
There you go.
What am I looking at now?
Who's got more hair than me?
Who has?
Jai.
Oh, good grief,
with his
Jai.
New guitar.
Oh, he's got a new guitar.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's on...
a Mac.
Is that a Mac?
Is it a MacBook?
It's a MacBook.
Yeah.
It's a MacBook Pro by the look of it. No, he looks like he's on YouTube learning, doesn't he? Do you know he does look like your mum there? He really does have a look of your mother. When you say he's got a guitar, have you seen the other two behind him?
They're probably Rob's.
How many guitars does one household need?
I don't know, they're probably Rob's.
Well, you know Jai, he does like his hair. He has very, very bushy hair. Right, let's catch up over here. Okay. China own the US. I'm surprised with something as sensitive as that you'd make a mistake. That is poor form. And it is iconic, and who hasn't seen it? People just want to see it again because, I mean, it was just... And, you know, the saddest thing about the whole thing is no one ever found out what happened to the guy. I mean, he stood there, isn't he? And he looks like he's got two bags of shopping with him. What bravery. Everybody's seen it. They just want to see it again. So to ban it is just utterly ridiculous. And doubtless Google didn't. So all that's going to happen is people are going to leave Bing and go somewhere else. Is anybody using Bing?
I used it the other day.
I must admit...
Only because it popped up at work as a default search engine.
How did that happen?
because I was in Edge, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be right, wouldn't it, yeah. If you're in Edge? I must admit, it did set itself as my default in Vivaldi. And I left it alone. Sometimes it goes to Google and sometimes it goes to Bing. And I left it alone. I'm not overly concerned about it. But, you know, if you're not going to give me search results, then I'm going to have to go to Google, aren't I? Or DuckDuckGo. What search engine do you use? Left me right.
Simon's partial to a bit of Jesus H. Christ.
What about the wee donkey?
You just spoiled me now. I was just going to say that.
The wee donkey. Simon, did you see it?
To avoid confusion with the other Jesuses.
Ah, right.
Like Harry H. Corbett.
Oh, that is so funny. Oh. Yes, the donkey.
The wee donkey.
No spoilers for Line of Duty ever, but Series 6, Episode 6, do not miss the wee donkey. So who's seen the wee donkey?
27th of October, 1986.
I told you it wasn't 1985. So it's in the future, Dee. There'll be a fabulous programme comes on called Neighbours. You want to watch that? Mike watched it all the way through university. I, however, didn't have time.
This says List of Neighbours characters, 1985.
That was probably in Australia, because we were about 2 years behind, weren't we? So I don't think we were...
Des Clark,
I remember,
and
her.
Daphne.
Des and Daphne.
She that gave birth with her
wearing
tights
on. Yeah, that was clever. I nearly said something then, leave it be. Walk away, girl, don't say that.
Your friend Jim Robinson, your favourite actor.
Oh, didn't he die? That only in my mind?
In real life?
No, not in real life.
He had a heart attack in the show.
He did, yeah, and he died, didn't he?
Yeah.
What was the kid called? The really young
Lucy.
One? Lucy, that's
Paul,
right.
Paul, Julie, Scott and Lucy. Helen Daniels.
Yeah, he was the grandma.
Myra de Groot was Desi's mother, Eileen.
Yeah, I remember her. It's funny, I can actually remember the faces. And yet I don't recall ever watching the programme.
Max Ramsey, Danny Ramsey, Maria Ramsey, Peter O'Brien, Flying Doctor.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. He went on to Flying Doctors, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all coming back to me now. I must have seen all of one episode. But clearly it was an important episode. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Yes, I've had quite a few sessions today, haven't I? But tomorrow's even busier. And it's still hot. I don't need
Does
that.
Anyone else watch Neighbours?
Is it still on?
No.
See, the wee donkey's worth a mention. Oh, that was the best quote ever. I'm not offended, Simon, if you want to say Jesus H. Christ. I say it myself.
Yeah, the priest says it.
I've no idea where the H came from, but...
I've heard Ned say things like that.
I've heard
like
Ned
that.
Say much worse than that. Oh, dear me. Ned has said things that I couldn't possibly repeat even in polite company. Priests are just like the rest of us. Only more hypocritical. Oh, not even joking. Oh, my. No, I say all kinds of things like that. Kim doesn't use Bing.
Tracy used to watch Neighbours.
And did we know that Ron Moss, Ridge Forrester, was a singer in the band Player? No, I did not. Oh, I had a bit of an issue last night with trios, didn't I? They're in all kinds of order. It was chaotic last night. What was funny, I don't know what happened there, because you were dealing with that. Tony P, he's quite, what's the word, Mike?
Brusque.
Exacting in his requirements.
And I mean, he said, we demand to know what's in your shopping.
Yeah, no. I know. Oh, and his wife was a scream. I was saying, this was months ago, I was saying that, you know, I'd got an order coming from Amazon, blah, 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 because I needed these big plasters. Right. And what I was meaning was, you know, like you get a plaster that you put on your finger. Right. Well, sometimes whatever's wrong with you, you know, a plaster's not going to cut it. You're going to need something bigger than that. Cut it. Exactly. So I said, and I'd finally got hold of these big plasters and they were coming at Amazon. And his wife put in, what do you want the plaster for? Well, Mike's face was a picture. As it happens, it was my leg, so there wasn't a problem. But if it had been of a more sensitive nature, can you imagine being asked on air what you were buying the plaster for? And we demand to know what's in the shopping. Well, I demanded to know what was in the shopping. And it turned out to be grapefruit shower gel, didn't it?
It did.
So Mike's wandering around smelling like a bowl of fruit at the moment.
Actually, no, it's lemon.
It's lemon
this morning. Lemon and lemon tea.
Do you remember when men just used to use like cold tar soap and Brill cream? And what brute. Instead of which, Mike wanders around. It's like Carmen Miranda's entered the room. You have no idea what I have to put up with. He's gone off to find the bottle now.
They're here. I left them out there to put them away. I've got blended with minerals, lemongrass and mandarin scent shower gel. And blended with minerals, basil and pink grapefruit scent shower gel.
Very well, as long as you like it. I do remember when you got hold of that chocolate one.
I don't.
Oh, you did. I don't know whether they sent it or you picked it up incorrectly. But can you imagine wanting to come out of a shower and smelling like a bar of chocolate? I mean, it's just wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. Right, let's have a look here. Did we see that China has now asked big American film companies change the movie so it's pro-China, or they won't let them into the Chinese market. And one film changed the whole setting in CGI. That is appalling. That's appalling. Oh, Kim's default started as Bing, but you go to DuckDuckGo. They don't follow you. I must admit, I tend to use Google because I know I've got like a feeling for where everything is with it. But what I think I'll do this week, I'll change the default to DuckDuckGo and see how I get on with it. So let's go into the settings right now. And we want the search settings, don't we? Oh, we also did demonstrated Vivaldi this morning. Got quite a bit of an interest in Vivaldi. Got to push Vivaldi at every turn because I don't want them to go under. Right, search. What's going on in the search? Default search engine, Bing.
Are you sure Mike isn't turning into Toblerone and that's why he smells of chocolate?
Well, yeah, could be. Could be, quite right. Right, I've changed the search engine to DuckDuckGo. So let's do a search and see how well that goes. So if I search for myself in there, let's see what it comes up with. And if it comes up with that other woman, then I am going to complain. No, I come up first, that's fine. I come up second and third, fourth and fifth, sixth. Who is she? The seventh is a counsellor in the UK. I don't know what your equivalent is in the States, but it's a politician at a local level is a councillor. And she's a local councillor for the Newton Ward Labour Party in Sandwell, which is Birmingham. Right. Oh, good grief. Who's she? You see, I'm getting other people now. I've now got somebody who is on starnow.co.uk. And this one is an extra, a model and an influencer from London. Shall we have a look? Nope, that's not me. She's blonde. That's not me. There's a picture of her on the beach and then a headshot. And another headshot and then a video of her talking. And then there's all the physical attributes, like you want to put your weight online and your height and all the rest of it. Oh, she's got green eyes like me. She was a dancer at the Royal Academy of Dance. You see, I don't find this on Google. Why am I not seeing these? And an ex-speech and language therapist, just like your mother, Mike.
Yeah.
No, that's not me. So DuckDuckGo, that's not me. No. But all of the others on the homepage are me, so that's fine. I'm okay with that. I've got this bar at the bottom, but I don't think it's advertising. So what else shall I search for to see if it's... What would I likely to be searching for? Now I can't think of a thing that I want to know. That's typical. What would I research? Something Excel-ish, probably. Wasn't there a question we had about Excel? Oh, no, you did that, didn't you? Fixed it. Oh, I'm going to have to leave that there and think of something. Oh, Tracy loved cold tar soap. I always had, when I was young, my mum loved one called Camé. And it was like pink with a rose embossed on it, I think. She adored that one. But what was that stuff she got for Dad? I don't think it was coal tar, but it was like... It was real like man's shampoo. Honestly, well, soap. It, when you used it, it felt like it had sand in it. So it was like a kind of frothy piece of sandpaper. But he also used other stuff on his hands because... When being a transport manager, you know, if the lorry won't start in the morning, then he's got the bonnet up and he's having a look at it, and he'd come in and he'd be filthy. And he used something called Swarfiga. Oh, that thing stank. It absolutely hummed. It was horrible. And it was like a liquid, and he poured it on your hands, and it was like bleach. It bleached you white. It was shocking stuff. Don't know if they still make it. Let's find out. We're going on about. I presume this orange one is the lighthouse thing that's going on. Jesus is a popular name in Spain, along with Joseph Maria, and the female version of Maria Joseph. There's a lady on this course that I'm on, and her name's Marie. But it's hyphenated and she's Marie Pierre. And I didn't know that Pierre was like a girl's name either. It's spelt, it hasn't got the R-E at the end. But she says Marie Pierre is how it's pronounced. Which sounds really nice, but I thought at first that was like maybe her surname. But it's hyphenated, so it's not. Oh, Tracy used to watch Neighbours about 20 years ago. I think I saw like 2 or 3 episodes and that was me done. But I think you had to do it if you're at university because it's like, oh, you see Neighbours. Like, no. That was the end of the conversation, so I had to watch a couple. Oh, dear. Is Neighbours on Amazon Prime? I don't think it is because it's been going for, like, over 30 years. So there would be so many back episodes. As far as I know, it's not on Amazon Prime, but I haven't specifically looked for it. Renee says, never mind the trio sequences, the music was good. That's excellent, Renee. It's good to hear you. No, I don't know, honestly. I've got the spreadsheet in front of me and I'm trying to work to the spreadsheet, but I've also got the player in front of me, and sometimes we have to go outside the official radio sources to get the music. So last night there was one, and it's always something fairly innocuous that you think, oh, that'll be there. You know, I've found some things in our service from like 1918. And you play it and it's shocking, but it's there. And this one was, which one was it this week? It was one of John and Petrina's. I can't remember who, though. Let me have a look. Because I then had to go and find it. So let's go and look which one it was. The Beach Boys, Somewhere Near Japan.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking the Beach Boys. Of course the Beach Boys are going to be in my system. So there were the Beach Boys. And then I put Japan, nothing. I thought, okay, somewhere near Japan, nothing. So I thought, right, well, we'll dump the Beach Boys and we'll put Somewhere Near Japan. And there was the song, but not the Beach Boys version. So then I had to go and find it. So obviously, to play that song, it's in an entirely different system. So I'm then switching from system to system. Mike was going on about the delivery arriving and the dog was creating, and I ended up playing stuff all over the place. The funniest thing was I did 2 of Kath's and missed the third. So I skipped that one and went to another one. And Kath put in the chat, thank you for the 2 songs. Never heard this third one in my life. And it was Renee's first. Anyway, it all worked out in the end. It was fine in the end. Oh, dear. Absolute classic. Simon remembers the story about the post office lady demanding to know what was in the package for the form. The guy eventually caves in and shouts, okay, okay, it's a sex glove. To the astonishment of the huge queue. That one was a classic. That reminds me, have you noticed receptionists at doctors always think they are much more highly qualified than the doctor and demand to know what is wrong with you when in front of the entire waiting room. I remember going in, this was the last time I went in, this was why. And I had an ear problem, I had an ear infection. And I goes in and I said, is Dr. Pathak in today? Which is a bad habit of not being there. Now, she is female. That was why she was my doctor, because I do not like male doctors. They don't listen to a blind word you're saying. So we had this male doctor. He was, well, the more than bad words were said. So I said, Mom, I'm not going to the doctors unless it's a woman. So we got this woman doctor, but she was off more than she was in. So woman, the receptionist said, what's it for? What's wrong with you? I thought, for God's sake, here we go. So I very quietly said, I've got an ear infection. Oh, well, it doesn't matter if it's a man, if it's an ear infection, all in front of the... And you're like, for God's sake. I know it didn't. But the thing was, when I got in with this guy, he didn't take a blind bit of notice. It wouldn't give me anything for it. I won't say this ear infection was bad, but it was bleeding. It wasn't just like it's swollen. It'll, you know, cure itself in a couple of days. It was serious. As was proved a couple of days later, because, you know, I went back and I had no treatment for it. But the mum had an accident in the kitchen and we ended up in hospital after a house fire. And, you know, so the doctor eventually comes in, you know, after you've been there 5 hours and you're about pegged from exhaustion. Doctor comes in, says, you're right, you know, house fire. And I said, I've got earache, you know, I've got pain in my ear. And he was like, was this part of the house fire? I said, no. So he looks at it and he said, why have you not been to your GP with this? I said, I've been to my GP with this. He said, it was fine. And he looked and he said, that's not fine. So he did some tests on it. He sent off for some tests and came back and said, right, you need antibiotics. So the first words out of my mouth were, I'm allergic to penicillin. So he gives me some of these other antibiotics. And he said, right, you know, I'll give you enough for like the usual course. He said, but I'm going to double the dose all the way through it. He said, because that is bad. And I thought, well, he said, when did you see your GP? Now, how long ago was it? I said, 2 days ago. He couldn't believe it. Believe that he would let you walk out with no treatment whatsoever. But when I did leave the doctor's that day, I took the door off its hinges. The receptionist, the gobby one, busy telling everybody your business, said, are you okay now? And I looked at her and I said, no thank you very much, I'm not, I won't be back, and slammed the door. I've never been back since. So there you go, not good with doctors. UK doesn't seem to have pickup trucks.
We do.
We do have them, but they're not very common, are they? You might see flatbed trucks. They are here, but not as many probably as in the States. In Ireland, they love vans. You're quite right. We have loads of vans here. And we do have quite a lot. Even like people who have like just what I would say is a normal car. You look at them and they're like a Chelsea tractor. They are so tall. So when I go out in my car, it's quite low, my car. And something will pull up next to you when you park. And literally, you've got to kind of look skywards. And they get out and they need a stepladder to get out of the thing. And I say to Mike, you know, why does an average person need to drive a tank? A car is a car is a car. It gets from A to B. But no, they have to have these tank-like affairs. I know they might think they're safer, but you know, you might be safer. You're inside it. The people on the road aren't safer with that thing coming towards it. In fact, didn't they ban, Simon will know, didn't they ban bull bars a while back on the front of these Chelsea tractors? Because they were driving like maniacs with them. I'm sure there was something to do with either they were going to ban them or they did actually ban them. But you're right. Vans, we do have a lot of vans. And there's no such thing as like a smallish car anymore. The cheap alternative to small furniture, if the hands are oily, is fairy liquid and a teaspoon of sugar or caster sugar for grit works great. Oh, I shall try that, Simon, should I ever find myself in the garden. Up to my armpits in it. Because I've noticed, Mike, we had a smidgen of rain about 2 weeks ago. And now the hedges are starting to sprout.
Mm.
So I need to get to the hedges before it was the job it was last year.
So is the front lawn.
Which took me 3 days to get through it. And I was cut to shreds. These hedges that we've got are pyracantha. And it was my mother's idea. People had the temerity to sit on our wall. the front garden wall. Because we're on the corner, people were waiting for friends and they'd perch on the garden wall. And she didn't like that. So she decided, you know, rather than put like razor blades on the top of it, which she did consider, that was my mother, she decided she'd do it the stealthy way. So she went to the like horticultural place, the garden centre, and the guy was like, oh, what are you looking for? And she said, I don't know what it's called, but something nasty and sharp. And he said, pyracantha. So he took her over to it and she like reached her hand out and he said, I wouldn't if I were you. It was like, it was just razor blades. She said, right, I'll take a garden full of those, please. And the guy said, they're tricky to look after. And Mum said, I don't want people sat on my wall. And she said, this guy said, no one's going to go near your wall. And he was right. But the thing was, she's not looking after it now, is she? I am. I actually got a splinter, I think it was about 2.5 years ago. And I've still got a bump where that splinter was. It is lethal stuff. Lethal. So I'm contemplating, Mike, the purchase of a even bigger hedge trimmer. That's my garden tech. That's the extent of it. Mike's mower man and I'm hedge person. So I'm thinking a bigger, better hedge trimmer. Plus the fact, if I'm armed when I go outside, social distancing won't be a problem. Because if you come too close, it'll be Edward Scissorhands. So it has benefits. It's going to work for me. That's a good point, Renee. That petrol is more expensive here. Any kind of fuel is so expensive here by comparison. Although I've heard people say that they'd moved, somebody had moved from, I think it was California, but don't quote me, to Texas. And they did like a blog post on the things that surprised them. And one of the things that surprised them was how cheap gas was. And I thought, well, why would it be cheaper there? But apparently it's a thing. But ours is exorbitantly expensive. Fuel is exorbitantly expensive. Dee's just pretending you know what a sex glove is. Oh, and Tracy stockpiles Swarfiga when she comes home. What was the other thing that you said that you couldn't get in Spain and you would like fill your case with and take back? It was some food or other. Because you think of everything just being available across Europe, don't you? But obviously it's not. Oh, what was it? Was it something like golden syrup? Something like that. It's a motorised glove. I've got a vision now. I've now got a vision of that. Oh dear. Roux bars. Do they call them bull bars? I've heard them called bull bars. You call the car foo bar? That's genius. I actually did have names for mine. My first car was called Mickey. Mickey the Micra. It was a Nissan Micra. After that one, what did I have? Oh, I had a Yugo, built like a tank, loved it. Tiny, you know, not built like a tank in terms of size, but nobody ever came anywhere near you. And power steering, you must be joking. You came out looking like a Russian athlete with arms because there was no power steering, but it was great. I loved that one. And then I had one called Red, which was a smallish car. I think that one had two doors. It had to go because we got Maya. And it was like, yeah, Maya's going to need a bigger car. And he did, bless him. So we got one with four doors. And that's the one I've had ever since. And as you know, it would have been Maya's 20th birthday this year. So yes, had that car a while. You didn't think anyone knew what a sex glove was. We all know now. There you go. Right, Simon, excellent. Excellent. I was looking for something to look up on DuckDuckGo because they're not tracking me. So, if I put sex glove in, what do I get back?
It'll tell you to go to... Oh, my.
I don't think I can share all of these. What the... Whoa! Don't do it. I've done it for you. Don't do it. Seriously, this is bad news. Is there an adult filter on here? Safe search is moderate. I can assure you the results here, not moderate. There is, however, one, Women's Health Mag, that gives you the seven best ones. Let's have a look if that's safe. You know all we need now, don't you? A crossover between this Women's Health article and the ad that we had the other day. And get it up there, girls. That's all we need, and it's perfection. Good job my birthday's gone, isn't it, Mike? Right, so just for Dee's benefit, so she doesn't feel left out in knowing what one of these things is, there you go, Dee. don't blame me. Some of those are just absolutely terrifying. If somebody came at you wearing one of those, you'd be like, no! Have you noticed how cost-effective some of these are? And they're available on Amazon in the States. Simon, do you think he was number five? Your friend who was posting them back. Because that doesn't look mechanical. I don't think he was number five. And number four just looks like you're about to go and clean the car. Three is quite dodgy. Not quite sure about that one at all. And I don't understand how two works, but, you know, I'll leave it be. One's as dicey as four. And when you get down to seven, I'm going to need to lie down in a quiet room somewhere. Oh, no, Tracy, we share everything here. Come on, we're all friends. It's fine. Right, I've got that link from Renee now. Let's put that one in.
I think you've shocked D.
D's lying down. Isn't that banned in Ireland? I'm sure something's come up in your browser because you've got more sense over there. The school bus. Right. This is probably going to be illegal in this country. I wonder how many people are in there. Okay, it's about to open up. Let's see how many fall out. Oh, wow. They're only tiny children, though, aren't they? I'm losing count already. Good grief. They must have been sat on top of one another. It's like the mini challenge. There was a thing in the UK a few years ago. How many people could you get in a mini? A mini not being that big. Wow. Are they just coming into the car from the other side? This is stunning. That would definitely be illegal in this country. People have been locked up for that. I've lost count. Oh, good grief. Did anybody count? Are you going to tell me how many? I was reading what Tracy's putting. Tracy, TMI. TMI, TMI. Good grief, they're taking them out of the back now. And there's still people in there. They must have been sat on top of one another. I know somebody who tried something similar, not with that many. And they got caught by the police and they had some children in the footwell at the back. And I think there was two children in the footwell at the front. Everybody else was strapped in, but obviously these kids weren't because they're in the footwell, and they got arrested. 34. Oh, good grief. Wow. Oh, well, we all need one of those, don't we? Has Dee recovered yet? Tracy, that's definitely TMI. I still don't see why you... No, I don't see why you need gloves like that at all. But number seven's freaked me out. So like I said, I'm going to lie down in the darkened corner where D is and just console myself. It's 1985 and I know nothing about things like that. Good night, Tony. And the water's quite deep in Simon's cellar. Oh, yes, you had the sump pump, didn't you? I remember. I think we had a title for the show of the sump pump. I do remember. I put the link up. Yes, but we didn't need details. We did not need the details. I think we frightened Tony. Poor Tony. I hope Dee's all right. Yes, come on, Dee. You're all right. It's fine. Just imagine me sitting down shortly and working out the title for tonight's show.
Sex gloves.
No, I think I might have to go with...
Sex and gloves and rock and roll.
There you go then, just put it in, Mike, and we're sorted. Right. Don't have to worry about it.
Has Notion got a sex filter?
No, Notion's fine. Notion will be fine.
Right, what day are we on?
448. Come on, Mike, keep up with the plot. Did we have one called Wee Donkey? I'm sure we need a show called Wee Donkey. We need definite mention of the Wee Donkey. Let's get back and have a look if I did put the Wee Donkey in. Here's the shows. So I am actually...
There we go. Sex and gloves and rock and roll.
When was the wee donkey? It was in May something. There you go.
And what did you talk about on Marooned?
Clothes. Couture gloves. It's all how you sell something, Mike. Yes, it was May the 3rd, and it was the wee donkey was the star of the show. There you go. Oh, and that was followed on the 3rd by, no, the 4th, Beware the Perils of a Pinchy Lady Pipe. We just have so much fun. And I did have one the other day. I think that came from Simon. Where was that? Let me have a look. No. Oh, I did call one. You know, when we were talking about tomorrow, the big event tomorrow, WWDC, and I called it Stinky Pool. And Kim reminds me it's tar pits. We actually have a show called macOS Woolly Tar Pits. And tomorrow's a big day when we'll find out exactly what it's called. Right, let's have a look. Is D okay? I've got a link now to see if D's okay. Let me have a look. D might never recover. Let me have a look. Oh, no. You'll be fine. Just pretend it never happened. It's fine. It's 1985. It never happened. There was no internet in 1985. Oh, then you wouldn't be listening to the show, would you? We've time travelled. And we're now in 1985 and you are listening to the show. It'll be fine. Did this show ever have any innocence? Seriously? Kim, I did not know about those gloves, so you may say you've learned that from me, but it was Simon that did it. I'd never heard of such a thing. I just took that and ran with it. And obviously, I'm testing out DuckDuckGo, which is just as well before Google says, you looked for this, you might be looking for this. Which always happens with Amazon, doesn't it? So, yeah, I need not to think about that. Yeah, it's 1985, D, and everything is fine. You know, in my system, I've actually got 1985 playlists, and I think I've got about five of them. And I swear, in 1985, I was not listening to those songs. But now, even stuff that I didn't like in 1985, I like listening to, because it reminds me that it's 1985. Even stuff I didn't like. And now, all of a sudden, I like it, because it's of that era. So stuff I wouldn't listen to, like, I don't think I would have listened to Nick Kershaw. But now I've listened to his last two albums. I think one was about 2014-ish. And his last one, it's like, I just love them. Absolutely love them. Something really strange going on. He reminds me that it's 1985. And I know somebody who went to a concert of his. So bear in mind, Nick Kershaw, probably mid-80s, really, was like his heyday. But he's a very good songwriter as well as performer. And a couple of years back, I know somebody who was going to the concert. So they'd seen him years ago when it was like all teeny boppers and stuff. And now the audience had matured. So he booked a ticket for this concert and it was somewhere like a something hall. So not like an auditorium style concert venue. Something, something hall, it was called. So they get there and it said, when the tickets turned up, it said includes buffet. And he was like, what do you mean includes a buffet? Because, you know, you think you're going to a concert and you're lucky if you get a seat, never mind a buffet. When he gets there, it was an entire reception. And Nick Kershaw was there meeting and greeting everybody. He had a fabulous night. So beforehand, there was a meet and greet, all included, you know, nibbles before the show, then the show, and then a post-show chat with drinks. And I'm thinking, that's civilised. Obviously, the audience had matured, as had the artist. But that's great, isn't it? I'd love that. All right, let's have a look here. There you go. D's fine now. That's all right. If the A-lady starts telling you might like some gloves, you'll know. DuckDuckGo's a farce. That would be scary, because, you know, if that happened with the A-lady, just imagine what Facebook will make of it. You might like to join this group. No, I can assure you I do not. But that will happen. I will keep my eye on what happens. Kim's so excited for tomorrow, but feels her heart will be broken again. Well, even if Apple disappoint us, which has become a bit of a thing, it'll be a grand day. Because we're starting at 4 with Marooned. And at 5, we are going into Matt Bites Live, where we will have some rather special... Well, shall we say what? No, we'll have something rather special at 5 o'clock. So you won't want to miss 5 to 5 past when it'll be announced. So that's happening at 5. Yeah, I did think about the white bezels. yeah, the bezels are going to be white and I'm going to have to cope with it. Apparently they're taking the Apple logo away as well. Definitely on the glass, so on the front, and possibly on the top of the case, which would not be good. But on the, even on the glass, not happy with it. Not happy. So the songs remind Tracy of great parties, even if you didn't like the songs. That's it. It just reminds me of 1985 and 1986. And I'm like, but you didn't like that then. Yeah, but I like it now, so just play it. What can I say? Oh, we have too much fun.
See you, Simon.
Good night, Simon. I've got to head off myself. I've got an 8 o'clock and an 8.30 and a 10 o'clock and a midnight. So, another busy day. But you know what? The end is in sight. Thursday, I intend to sleep all day. Wake me up for the show. Other than that, I'll be asleep. I'll just crash. It'll be a complete crash. But it's been worthwhile. Has anybody else been talking with somebody, like on a call about something, and later get an ad about it? It's creepy. Yes, Dee, that's happened more than once. And I think, like you, like, how did you know that? But they do. It's horrible, that. That's why I only ever look at Facebook in Firefox, because I just don't like it. No problem, Kim. We will keep it warm for you tomorrow. What I have noticed is, because I never, ever go to Firefox, go to Facebook in any other browser other than Firefox, and now Vivaldi is my default, not going to Facebook as much. So, all's good. You know, I only venture in to see the cat. You know, to see Elsa and now Ollie. And Ollie the dog, if there's any pictures of Ollie the dog. That's it. That's all I'm really bothered about. Instead of which, I get bombarded with things about Bongo and what he's doing next. And I'm like, let's just leave it alone. But it's a lot better now, because if I do intend to go into Facebook, I actually have to open Firefox. And then I'm going in, it's like, yeah, I just want to close the browser and I come out. So I'm in there a lot less. And I'm hardly ever there on Twitter, full stop. I've got enough socialising with you guys, my real friends, not my Facebook friends. Remember all of that, whether you're a real friend or not.
My real friends.
My real friends, exactly. Oh, fingers crossed that you get some joy out of the Pathfinder people. Absolutely. But I am heading off into a session, so I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
We will both see you bright and early tomorrow for Three Show Monday. Good grief. You stay safe, guys. We will see you next time.